Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is January 20, 2026, and we're covering key developments shaping the crypto markets as you start your day. Crypto exchange traded products recorded substantial inflows last week, totaling $2.17 billion. Bitcoin led the charge, accounting for 71% of that figure, alongside significant contributions from Ether and Solana. These inflows are the highest seen in 3 months, despite ongoing regulatory challenges and geopolitical uncertainties. Bitcoin's price has been volatile, trading around $92,000 to $93,000. Market risks include a potential downside by mid-year, with options data indicating about a 30% chance of dropping below $80,000 by late June. This volatility is largely driven by fears of escalating tariffs between the US and the European Union, which have unsettled liquidity conditions. Still, institutional demand remains robust, with custody balances topping $53 billion over the past year. In related activity, a long-dormant Bitcoin whale moved $84 million worth of BTC after 12 years of inactivity. This move suggests renewed engagement from long-term holders amid macroeconomic uncertainty and shifting trade war rhetoric. Further volatility occurred when a data glitch on the Paradex decentralized derivatives exchange briefly crashed Bitcoin's price to zero. The resulting mass liquidations forced a blockchain rollback to restore market order. This incident highlights ongoing technical vulnerabilities in decentralized platforms. Regulatory developments remain in focus. U.S. lawmakers are advancing discussions around crypto market structure legislation, though progress on the Clarity Act has stalled. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong was involved in these talks at Davos but withdrew support after proposals to ban stablecoin yield products surfaced. On the enforcement front, South Korean customs cracked down on a $100 million crypto laundering ring leveraging WeChat and crypto wallets, underscoring risks related to cross-border regulation. Ethereum network activity has surged, driven in part by address poisoning attacks and dusting schemes following the recent Fusaka upgrade, which lowered gas fees. Looking globally, Bermuda is partnering with Coinbase and Circle to build a fully on-chain national economy, a move that could expand USDC adoption and stablecoin payments. Altcoins like XRP, AXS, and Dusk face the risk of major liquidations amid continued market volatility linked to trade tensions. To wrap up, key market catalysts to watch include the trajectory of US-EU tariff negotiations, progress on crypto regulatory legislation, and the impact of institutional inflows as reflected in ETFs. Price action around Bitcoin's critical support levels near $80,000 will also be crucial in the weeks ahead. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.